I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Tuesday morning, Jux listeners in D.C. Maybe you're listening in Maryland. Perhaps you're listening in Virginia. You could be listening on the free Odyssey app. You can take the Jux anywhere you wish. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need info on how to become one of their five-star technicians, do that today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is right there.
Good morning.
There he is. Good morning. John Paul Flame is repping Lido Pizza, as he should be.
Yes, and I have a microphone wire that I don't remember sticking out like this, which is right in my...
Mm-hmm.
Vision line?
Yeah, I think that's...
You can move it.
I think that's Roger's handiwork.
I'm going to tuck it in.
You can pull it. Yeah, don't worry.
Roger likes to tell me every morning some of the tweaks and updates he does in the studio, and I'm guessing that might have been one
of them.
There we go. Possibly.
Mission accomplished.
There you go.
He was in here messing with the mics?
I saw him in the break room, and he told me that he did something with one of the cables. So I'm assuming
that microphone died yesterday during Grand
that must
Danny.
Have been it. There it is. And
okay.
And Eric Bickle is also present and accounted for.
How are you, Rick?
Doing
he
well.
Matched up his shoes with this fleece.
That's what I do. That's what I like to do. That
it's very matchy.
The Hokas that I have to this color, they're hard to wear with.
Sure,
stuff.
It's tough. It's tough to find.
This Hoka also puts weird color combos. Because I have like my Hoka here. I'll just show you.
Yeah.
These slip-ons.
Let's do a visual display.
I love slip-on. I'm a big slip-on guy. So I like these.
Okay.
But the color combo is so bizarre.
Now, if you were a Dolphins fan, that would work perfectly. If you had like a Tua jersey,
I guess that
would really work well.
That would be about the only thing I would think you could wear with this.
Yeah.
So I can wear this top with this, and that's about it.
Yeah.
How often do you tie your shoes? Because even when you have shoelaces, you don't tie them. So everything to use a slip-on.
I tie them on a golf course. That's it.
That's the only spot I remember.
if I go to a funeral or something.
Right. I mean, if you dress up, you can't walk around with dress shoes with the laces all the time.
If someone's dead, I'll tie my shoes.
Well, you might have penny loafers, right? You could have slip-on nice shoes.
I mean, I have something like that.
I don't know if I've ever
really
had
wear them.
I don't know if I've ever owned a pair of penny loafers. I'd much rather have tie shoes when it comes to dress shoes. Penny loafers, I don't know. Not a fan.
I hate laces. I just hate them. I don't have to tell you.
What about on a football? You like laces on a football?
I mean, they're fine. I think my football throwing days are largely behind me.
You don't have to tie those.
Yeah. I keep going in and seeing these cheap footballs that I want to get for the boys because I see them throwing during the break.
Yeah.
I'm just too lazy to pull the trigger. I mean, should do it.
I mean, you could probably buy a Temu football for like $4. Now, the problem is after you throw it two or three times, sessions.
It'll just deflate or something.
That thing's going to unravel. That thing's just going to be straight garbage.
It's possible. I noticed yesterday, so last night I took a shower before I went to bed, and I noticed that there were some new razors. And I said, oh, good, because I felt like my Reggie situation was getting a little out of hand.
Okay.
Oh my
you
God.
To address it.
I actually kind of contemplated my Reggie. It was ridiculous.
Look
I mean,
at me.
I couldn't believe me, really? How I would have come in here. Outrageous what I had going on. But thank God my wife had bought me a pack of some razors. I don't think for that.
Yeah, well.
But it's what I thought of immediately when
sure.
I saw them. So I attacked that vigorously last night. And just I feel like 3 pounds lighter.
I mean, that's a little too much information for me at 6:05 in the morning.
I just feel clean.
You
got to
do what you got to do.
But don't you just do like an eyeball technique?
I
you need
really
to get the hedge clippers.
That area that much lately.
Get the hedge clippers.
I don't the even manscaper. Know what you mean. I don't need that. I just did a little hacking away, and 5 minutes later,
use
I was
some
good.
Scissors
you just
on
did
that
some,
trick.
Some routine maintenance.
I just did some routine maintenance, and I just couldn't believe how unkempt I had gotten.
I'm glad you got that situation rectified.
I just feel so light on
That's
my feet
thing.
Today, Cakes.
Yeah, I'm
feel
sure,
clean.
I'm sure you do.
Light on my feet. Feel silly.
Very good. Glad.
Yeah.
Hey, are the Mystics going to be able to land this Paige Beckers chick?
I don't know.
What's the draft order?
Well, last year they didn't get the big silly, right? So can they hit a big silly this year?
Who knows?
Haven't She's even, the biggest of the silliest, right?
Haven't even she'll go number one, I'm sure. But
I saw
it's a good description.
I saw that one of the players. See, I don't know any of these WNBA girls, but one of them is Olivia Miles. She's going to skip the draft and she's going to enter the portal because why wouldn't you? You're going to make more money in the portal.
Make
than
more
you're
cash.
In the WNBA
makes all the sense in the world. Now, you're not going to do that if you're Derek Queen, but if you're entering the WNBA as opposed to the NBA, and I think the starting salary in the WNBA is like 78 grand or 80K.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to destroy that number in NIL.
I'm looking at a mock draft.
Yeah.
And it has a team. I didn't even know this team exists. Is this a brand new team? The Dallas Wings WNBA?
They've been around for a minute.
Okay.
So they have the top.
They have the number one. Washington has the third, fourth, and sixth picks.
Oh, wow.
They've been stockpiling
picks. They're not going to get Paige Beckers. She's going one.
Is she done for sure? Is she like out of eligibility? Like, what's the story? Because maybe she should stay and get a couple million in NIL, though. It's like everybody else. I saw Angel Reese.
I don't know what her eligibility is. She is a senior, but I'm not sure what her eligibility is.
I saw Angel Reese threatening that they're all going to just sit out if the WNBA doesn't raise their salaries.
That made me chuckle when I saw that.
And, you know, but here's the thing. Listen, you want everybody to succeed, make money, make as much as you can. It's the greatest, you know, country that way in the world. But, you know, they have to be profitable, too. And it's my understanding that they're far from it. But I wouldn't be surprised if the league just caves and just keeps giving them more and more money. It keeps taking L's on
it. I mean, at some point,
for the PR.
Like, haven't they been subsidizing the WNBA for like
its entire 30, existence.
30 years now?
Its entire existence.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. At some point, you have to fly on your own.
I think so.
Point, right?
I'm not sure if they'll be able to.
I don't know.
I was talking to a buddy of mine about it yesterday, and I was just like, you know what? I predict the league will cave. I predict the league will cave, and they'll keep giving these
the
women
only
more money.
The only reason she has she's flexing is, and I know that she would push back on this, is because of the popularity of Caitlin Clark.
Of course,
if Caitlin Clark had not come along, I mean, she wouldn't have any leg to stand on whatsoever.
She'd have a lot less leverage.
Yeah,
a lot less
so,
leverage.
So, best of luck to you. I just don't know if that stance is really going to work out.
Well, Paige Beckers put up 31 yesterday against USC, and that should have been the matchup against Cakes' favorite college basketball player, Juju Watkins, but of course she tore her ACL.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, she's played 4 years at UConn, so I assume
she's
going
done.
To WNBA.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, every mock draft has her going tops to Dallas.
I was just curious. I didn't know how many years she had under her belt.
Well, the number two overall pick, Olivia Miles, is entering the transfer portal.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking
decision.
About, right?
Yeah. For women's basketball.
But I think it's good because she'll make more, right? She'll make more
I mean, if she
in the
can,
portal.
Like, what is she expected to make in NIL money? Is it half a million? Is it $1 million?
Put it this way,
like,
I know some volleyball stars are making six figures plus, like the best of the best.
Well, then maybe she's
so
making.
So you can imagine what the girls' basketball
well,
girls
maybe she's
are
got there. $1 million, $1.5 million in NIL
yeah,
deals.
Of course. So, yeah.
I can't believe it. Gino Auriemma has been to 24 Final Fours. Is that true?
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know. Whatever the number is, it's a lot.
I mean,
it's
that's
a big number.
That's absurd if that's the I think that's the number I saw.
Mm-hmm. I would go with you.
He always seems like a cranky dude to me.
He's won 11 and he's been to 24.
Don't you think he'd be a little happier having won all this titles, been all of the Final Fours? He just seems like a bit of a curmudgeon. Now, coming from me, that's rich, but he strikes me as a real hardcore curmudgeon.
I think it happens to the best of us. As we get older, yeah. You just become a little bit more curmudgeon-y. Yeah,
that's probably true.
It's hard to get away from it, to be honest. But yeah, an unbelievable, incredible program. I didn't even realize, Jason, that when I was in Atlanta, and I've been to Atlanta several times, you guys have been there, that when we were walking to the convention center past the State Farm Arena and the Mercedes-Benz, whatever they call that, I think it's the College Football Hall of Fame is right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally right there.
I don't think I've walked by it, but I know it's there in
Atlanta. I walked
by
it like two times before I actually looked up and realized what it was.
Right.
Didn't go in there.
Right.
Didn't have any interest to really go in there.
Yeah.
But it was. I didn't even know it was right there in the heart of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Bunch of them went to, a bunch of the kids and some of the parents are excited to go to the aquarium there in Atlanta. Are they well known for their aquarium?
I think it's pretty well known, yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went there 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No interest in marine life.
All the way back to my hotel. Right. It took a nap.
Right. Naps are great too.
Plus, it was like $38. I was like, you know what? You guys don't enjoy it.
Can be expensive.
You guys all enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like 20 of them went.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my buddy Ming, we went back to the hotel.
You didn't want to go see a big sea turtle?
I just didn't see it. I just had...
Stingrays?
Couldn't have had less interest. And I'm sure they're beautiful fish.
Mm-hmm.
Or sharks.
Yeah,
or turtles.
All those things.
Their main feature is you walk into a dark room that's the size of like a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's wide open. And then it's a humongous glass screen. Obviously filled with water with all kinds of sharks and stuff swimming right next to you. But it's a monster screen.
I'm sure it's awesome. If you're into that... They watch some movie too. Like I don't know, they have some theater where you watch like a movie.
Jaws.
No, like you know, like 20 minutes on some sharks or something.
Okay,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right,
like a mini documentary.
I couldn't have cared less.
I know.
Yeah,
it's not your thing.
Yeah, not my thing. But yeah, it must be a very well known spot because that's
sure
right there too.
Tourist trap, right in the middle of the city.
Right there too, and then we had the obligatory. We had to go to the Atlanta Breakfast Club. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't know what that
super
is.
Super popular breakfast spot.
No.
I think that's what
how
it's called.
How long of a line
was
there?
Oh, my God. An hour plus. And it was fine.
What's their specialty?
I think like
chicken and waffles.
Yeah, something. Like chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
It's like weird stuff.
Grits.
Yeah, I suppose.
Did you get a hankering for a Coca-Cola?
There was a big, massive Coca-Cola. Is that their headquarters?
That is their headquarters, yeah.
I don't know.
Good luck getting a Pepsi in Atlanta. They're going to kick you right out of the city.
Is that true?
I would imagine. I mean, it's a Coke stronghold.
I didn't really pay attention.
Really,
but I did notice there was some big-ass Coke logo on one of the buildings as I was driving by. Didn't occur to me that it was any different than any other city.
It's basically the soda empire of the entire
Atlanta
world.
Atlanta is.
Yeah.
You make me laugh, dude.
Well, I mean... What do I care? I've seen Coke signs before.
Yeah.
Big Coke signs.
Well, it's just, you know.
It's our headquarters.
Yeah.
All right.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now it's locked
I don't
in.
Even, I can't even tell the difference between a Coke and a Pepsi. That's how little I care.
I can definitely tell. If you lined up a Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Zero Sugar.
You think you'd go?
I think I'd go 4 for 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, too.
And probably with Coke. The mothership Coke and Pepsi products.
I think a lot of people can notice the difference. I personally can't.
I have a discerning palate when it comes to soda.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this. All right, coming up later on the show on a Tuesday, we'll be joined by Randolph Childress. We'll talk Final Four with him. I see that EB's commercial break film study coming up later. Yeah, you do.
Who am I doing?
So get prepared. I don't think I can tell you yet. We'll tell you right before the commercial break so that you get one commercial break to... break this person down.
Right.
That's the way this whole thing works. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll tell you how the Wizards performed last night, as did the Nats. And the Caps are going to have a new face on the ice tonight in Boston. We'll tell you who it is next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. Maybe me and Valdez should stuff some in our overnight bags tomorrow night. MGM National Harbor, the Cakes Classic. That guy, Matt Valdez, is your special guest bounty for April, just so you know.
And you want to be great. So, yeah, stuff them in your pockets.
You do want to be great. Absolutely.
I had to turn my AC on again last night.
Oh, you did. Okay, good.
We just opened our windows. I pulled alert.
I was trying to hold out, but I felt bad for my dog. My dog was just panting inside the house the entire day. Yeah. I mean, she got a fur coat on.
Can you just buy a fence already?
No.
Buy a fence and let the dog out in the backyard.
Why? It was just as hot outside. But I finally turned it on around three or four. Just upstairs.
Okay.
And it was cool when we finally went to bed and the dog was fine, but I did not want to do that. But I turned it off this morning when I walked out of the house.
I actually thought it was
because
awesome.
It was 48 degrees when I got up.
I just thought it was awesome having the windows open. I haven't done that in months.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. It's going to be
a little fan.
Cool for the next 2 days and then back to the 80s on Thursday.
I wish I had the luxury of just throwing my windows open and letting all the pollen that's outside just right into my house. Uh-huh. I don't have that luxury because I would die. So I can't do that.
You see all the pollen on everyone's cars.
So much, yeah. So much.
Everybody's at the car wash
everywhere.
Yesterday. Yeah.
If you own a car wash at this point, you're rich.
Yeah.
You're so rich.
All right. So we kind of started the top of the show with women's hoops, but since it's the Final Four, just mention it again.
Yeah.
Texas and UConn won last night, so they will join South Carolina and UCLA in the Final Four.
Is it all one seeds on the women's side? I guess no, UConn's a two.
UConn's a two, yeah. So you got three ones and a two.
It's
so
crazy.
Three ones and a two there, and you got four ones on the men's side.
It's top heavy.
Top heavy. Top heavy. So if you're into women's hoops, there you go. Paige Beckers. And congrats to Azzie Fudd, who's a local girl, went to St. John's. She's a starter for the UConn Huskies, women Huskies. from Arlington,
she's
VA.
She's supposed to be a stud a few years ago. Is she Sully still?
She's good, but she's had a couple of serious injuries. Yeah.
Is her dad Elmer?
Yes, how'd you know? All right, Nats. Let's talk Nats. They lose last night 5-2. A lot to get into here. It's been a rough start. They're 1-3.
Their bullpen has been terrible.
Bullpen's been terrible, although the last couple of days it's been fine. So their win when Mitchell Parker pitched yesterday, or a couple days ago, it was fine. They held the lead, 6-1 win. Last night it was fine. Last night, Soroka, who they picked up from the White Sox in the offseason.
Yep.
This guy's had some injuries, injury history with the Braves. He missed, I want to say he missed about a year and a half due to arm trouble. He had to exit early. He had some cramps or tightness in his bicep. Give up 4 runs in 5 innings, gets the loss. And then offensively, they only get 5 hits. Now here's the problem. They were getting no hit through 5. And into the 6th, C.J. Abrams and James Wood went back-to-back dingers to break that up. But still, they only had 5 hits. They lose 5-2. Dylan Cruz, who's been dropped in the lineup down to 8, is now hitting 0-0-0 through 4 games. Now, it's 4 games.
Okay, it's early.
All right, it's 4 games.
But still, 0-15, the terrifying thing with him is he struck out 10 times.
Correct. He's got 10 Ks and 15 at-bats.
But if he goes 3-for-3... He said 250.
I always thought it was a little bit bizarre that I think he hit like 200 last year in his call up, and then no one's really questioning it.
It's
early.
It's just early. I mean, it's four games in this year.
My eyebrows are raised.
But getting back to Soroka for a second.
He hit 218 last year.
Soroka seems like he dodged an injury scare because it seems like it's just a right biceps cramp.
That's what they're saying.
The initial diagnosis is.
Well, that would be good.
So that would be good.
That would be great.
I mean, if it's some sort of elbow issue after his first start, then you're really worried.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's just that. It's a minor thing, and he's able to make his next start.
Well, look, we kind of talked about the start of the year because their schedule was so hard for the first 4 series.
Yep.
Starting out with the Phillies. All right. Salvaged the game in that series. Mm-hmm. Got to go to Toronto, obviously, for a couple more. And then... they've got to play. I know they got the Dodgers coming in, and I think Arizona. So they got four.
The D-backs first, then the Dodgers.
Yeah. So they got some tough outs in the first, 3 weeks, but it's only 4 games. All right. Let's see if they get a win tonight. Trevor Williams goes tonight, 7:05 start.
The expectations aren't great for this team. I know that you guys bet overs. Maybe the expectations are to win a couple more games than last year, but. It's still a young team without massive talent.
And it didn't make a lot of splashes.
I'm not expecting anything crazy. I'm not expecting, wild card birth.
No, you expect growth.
Or even tickling a wild card.
Right.
I'm just expecting better than last year. And last year they had 71 wins. That's why I went over the 70.5 wins. Mm-hmm. So if they can get to 75, 77, yeah, that's growth. That's improvement. If they drop back down to 65 wins, all right, we got issues.
Then we're in trouble.
Orioles beat the Red Sox yesterday. Day game, 2:35 start, 8-5. Tyler O'Neill, who they picked up from the Red Sox, went 4-for-4. He's hitting .571. He had a 3-hit game and now a 4-hit game.
And he had his opening day dinger, which he does every year.
Yep, he was awesome. And then the Red Sox bullpen was terrible. I know they gave up at least 5 runs, the bullpen, maybe 4, but Orioles win. And the Orioles have some injuries, too. Colton Cowser hurt his thumb, I believe. How long is he going to be out?
6 to 8 weeks.
Hey, I can relate. I hurt my thumb a few years ago. Now it's fully functional. I can't throw like that guy, but my thumb works.
Hit like him.
Yeah, well, I can't do anything like him.
Valdez, are you all in on the O's this early? You lock it in on their day games? And
watched every game so far.
Yeah, look at you.
Tell you what, Jackson Holliday's off to a good start. He had a couple hits yesterday, hitting .315 through 5 games.
Does he have a torpedo bat? I saw Ellie Dela Cruz had 7 RBIs yesterday.
I might give Dylan Cruz a torpedo bat.
Yeah,
and might ship one of those over to Nats Park.
Send him a case.
Anybody in the hallways have a torpedo bat? anybody out here.
The headline on De La Cruz was seven RBIs with this torpedo bat.
Sure.
Yep. Yep.
He went 4-for-5 last night, beat the Rangers 14-3. Four runs scored, two bombs, seven RBIs, stole a base, and he was my first-round pick in one of my fantasy leagues. So he put up some numbers for me.
Very good.
Kind of the big story the first week of the season is the Dodgers are off to an undefeated start, right?
Well, and then the Braves, who are winless. So the Dodgers beat the Braves last night. Dodgers are now 6-0. I think that's their best start since 1981. And they beat the Braves 6-1 last night. The Braves, who are thought to be a playoff team, possibly win the East, are 0-5. Now, they've played all five games away from home. They're haven't played at home yet, but that's not a good start. 0-5, and they'll go against the Dodgers again tonight. And I think I might have to start betting on the Braves, just to do theory. Hmm. Do theory play.
They got to bounce back at some point.
They got to win a game, you know what I mean? Even though they're playing the best team in baseball. Couple other stories. The Cubs beat the Athletics last night, 8-3. Catcher Carson Kelly hit for the cycle. I mean, they're having some crazy offensive numbers in baseball here in the first week. 21 hits. Not sure if he was using a torpedo. But Kyle Tucker, who they acquired from the Astros in the offseason, went 4-for-7. So they had 21 hits, and two guys had 8 hits. So a lot of offensive numbers yesterday. All right, let's talk some Caps. The Caps play tonight. Big game against the Bruins in Boston. The Boston's lost 8 straight, but the Caps have lost 3 straight. Got to snap that losing streak.
If you're a Caps fan, tonight is required viewing because Ryan Leonard is set to make his Capitals debut.
Is he a defenseman?
He's an offensive scorer. No, he's a right winger.
Okay. All right, yeah. And so he's 20 years old.
He played for Boston College. Stud, a high Caps draft pick. So he's going to make his debut where he played his college hockey tonight in Boston.
So last night it was making the waves on social media and even my little family group text that Ovi was out at some bar. I think it's called the Circle or Circle Bar or something in Boston. Okay.
Yep.
And he was with Ryan Leonard.
Right.
And my daughter's best friend was up there visiting her boyfriend and pitches for Boston College. And they're like, we go to that bar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Meg said, you got to go. I said, you better go quick because as soon as it hits social media like it had,
mm-hmm.
it's going to, you know, I can't imagine he stays there very long as it fills up. But how cool is that if you're just hanging out and Ovi and the new young stud just walk into your bar to have a little beer or something on their off night?
I wonder how Ryan Leonard got a drink. He's not even 21. How did this happen?
So he led the NCAA in goals with 30, game-winning goals with 9, and then was 10th in the country in points this season, Jason.
Well, he's making his debut. Whose roster spot did he take? Do we know?
There's speculation that it's going to be Taylor Radish's spot.
Okay.
So it looks like he might get bumped. And I'm stealing this from Russian Machine Never Breaks. Chris Cerullo does a great job covering the Caps. He said the most like-for-like swap for Leonard would be third-line right-wing Taylor Radish. The two players are both right-shot wingers. Radish is currently filling a role that Leonard would be most suited for. He's not in the top 6 forward group and does not kill penalties, unlike somebody like Brandon Duhame. So could be Radish scratch to give Leonard an opportunity, see what he's got with the Caps with 9 games left. Because, look, you can do it, no pressure on the kid because they've already got their playoff spot locked up. They've got home ice.
Mm-hmm.
So you get his feet wet at the pro level and see what happens over the next 9 games.
I remember last year.
Maybe he'll provide a little spark.
Throwing out the possibility, like, would they bring him on board for the playoff run last season, and they're like, no. But next season they will, and this is what they're doing.
Yep.
Stud's already won a couple gold medals, right?
Oh, he's a stud. And, 20 years old.
Yeah.
All right, so kind of a scary video with Richard Sherman's house getting broken into. It occurred just after midnight on Sunday, and it happened to be Richard Sherman's 37th birthday. He made the news public via social media. And there were three armed robbers that entered the house.
That's scary.
And I believe the family was at home. At least the wife and kids were.
They were.
Jeez. Yeah, he said his wife handled it perfectly.
What'd she do? Hide? I mean, that's all you can do. What do you do? Sure
either that or just say, hey, take whatever you want.
Robbery remains an open and active investigation, according to police. They have not caught them yet. And there have been no arrests, no suspects at this time. I mean, they're on camera, but they're wearing masks.
Do they say what they were looking for? Or
probably money,
like
jewelry?
What do you do when you rob a house? I guess you're looking for jewelry. If you're like an NFL, you think maybe they have jewelry?
Jewelry, cash, whatever you can get your hands on. Yeah. Laptops, electronics,
watches. There's been a lot of athletes' homes burglarized.
It's because everything is public now. You can find everybody's address.
Mahomes and Kelsey's houses. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow's house.
Well, they do it also when they know they're not home. The rest of the family.
They finally got those guys.
The Burrow robbery and at least one of the high-profile ones. It was a ring of guys doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like six or eight guys, and they were dumb enough to take pictures with like Joe Burrow's fancy necklace.
Yeah, what a dummy.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. But Sherman, we don't know if he was there. I think in the stories that I read didn't specify whether he was there or not.
I don't think he was. I think it was just the wife and kids.
Yeah, his quote was, scary situation that my wife handled masterfully and kept my kids safe. And then he asked for any info.
Wow, that's terrifying.
That's why you need a panic room. That's why you stuff people in the panic room and there's a home invasion.
Back to baseball, Miller Gardner, who's the son of former Yankee Brett Gardner. We've been talking about this the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. He died in Costa Rica. Now they are saying that they're investigating whether or not it could have been carbon monoxide poisoning.
I thought that's what made the most sense, but then they ruled that out at the beginning, right?
I guess it's coming back.
Yeah.
It said tests have revealed that there were, quote, high levels of carbon monoxide contamination detected in the family's hotel room.
Yep.
Jesus. Which,
Original story did say that they tested and they didn't find it and they ruled it out. Now it's coming back. I guess they did a stronger test and they did find something.
Now, an important detail, it says the family's room was located adjacent to a mechanical room.
Mm-hmm.
It said their room was next to a specialized machine room from which it's believed some form of contamination may have reached the guest rooms, potentially causing the incident.
Horrifying.
Which is it's kind of crazy. Like if a room gets flooded with carbon monoxide, usually like everybody that's in the room dies. Like it's kind of weird that just the teenager,
he was in the room more than the others,
possibly, or he was closer to wherever the source of contamination was. But
so should we be traveling? It's probably not a bad idea. And you travel with your toothbrush and your deodorant and everything. Should you throw a carbon monoxide?
I don't know if that. If you're renting like an Airbnb, you should probably check like the amenities. Make sure there's like a carbon monoxide detector.
Just throw one in your toiletry bag.
I mean, I guess you could.
In your phone charger.
They're not that big. I mean, they're like this big.
Just plug in your freaking carbon monoxide tester.
I check that Blicky every time I go into my upstairs bedroom. Make sure it says zero.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever checked mine.
You never checked it?
I don't even know where it is. I know that we have one.
Yeah. You have it plugged in and it's actually operational?
Don't know.
You don't know?
I'm kind of with
you. You have a carbon monoxide detector in your house?
We have them, but I'm not sure. I don't check it all the time.
But I'm not exactly sure where it is.
Mine has a big red zero on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I hope it stays at all times.
I probably should be a little more diligent.
I've got one upstairs in the hallway.
That number starts spiking, or has a high pitched alarm. Got to get out of the house.
No, but I think you're right. Especially if you're renting like an Airbnb or something, you just have no idea what's going on.
Right.
You would assume a hotel chain would have that under.
I would think most hotel rooms already have carbon monoxide sort of detectors along with smoke detectors
under control. But who knows? That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's scary. All right, so we're going to talk more Maryland hoops top of the hour because of the transfer portal news yesterday. Obviously, Willard's gone. The Buzz Williams story gaining momentum. So we'll get into that. We got Randolph Childress at 9 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the Willard situation, of course, the Final Four.
Yep, and coming up next, we will hear some audio of Adam Peters, who's at the NFL owners' meetings down at the Breakers in West Palm. He has some interesting news on trades, possible Terry McLaurin extension, and more. So we'll hear from the Commanders GM.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next. So the NFL owners meeting is happening right now down in West Palm at the Breakers. You guys went there many, many moons ago when we were on a Nats spring training trip. And, of course, there's news coming out of the meetings. There's could be a potential tush-push ban looming. So we'll
sounds
have to
like
see.
There's some momentum for it.
Have to see how that plays out today. But we have some audio of Adam Peters speaking to the media, and we got like five clips here. Let's start with what he believes Deebo Samuel brings to this Commanders offense.
Well, just everything he can do, really. You can put him in the backfield. You know, you can. Cliff's a really creative guy, so it gives him another quote unquote toy to play with, you know, in terms of where you can align him. You can line him wide, you can line him in the slot, you can align him in the backfield. And we do a lot of screen game. And so Debo's incredible in that, just catching and run, making plays with the ball in his hand. So we thought he's a really good fit for what we do.
Yeah, I think in the screen game, he's going to have a real impact on this offense.
Agreed. And if you read the quotes from Samuel, he's very motivated.
Yeah.
He's kind of admitted, hey, I was a little bit out of shape. And apparently he's grinding.
Well, Adam said he was not worried about his weight. He said that he's just a thick guy. He's never going to be like 200 pounds.
Yeah. And I mean, that adds to his strengths. You know what I mean? He's tough to bring down because of that, especially in the lower half.
And everybody knows, especially at this point, he's not the greatest separator. But if you get him the ball 2 yards off the line of scrimmage and he gets ahead of steam and he's healthy, he's a tough dude to bring down. And that might be where that little extra weight helps him.
They like everything about him. They like what he brings, the toughness. They like how he can kind of take over a game. They like his family. They like everything about him.
And they like that let's be honest. He's playing for a $30 million a year plus type of deal.
For sure.
You know, like towards the twilight of his career. Like he's not young anymore. He's not 22 or 23 years old. Like this might be his last chance at scoring a really big contract before he hangs him up. So he has to have a good year. He has to be supremely motivated.
He's got to stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to be a big impact player on the offense, granted his health. If he can play in 14 or 15 games, you're going to get a lot out of Debo. He also addressed the state of the defensive line after all of the offseason moves. Of course, Jonathan Allen departs.
Mm-hmm.
Kinlaw comes in. They made some other ancillary moves on the defensive line.
They love Kinlaw. I'm sure you'll hear that here.
Yeah.
They just love him. He says he's seen him anywhere from 275 to like almost 350.
Right.
Feel really good with the guys that we brought in, the guys that were here, that you're going to have a second year in this system. So, we brought in Wise, who's a big physical defensive end. We brought in Eddie Goldman, physical defensive tackle. And then the big one was Kinlaw. And Kinlaw is a tone setter. He's explosive. He's physical. He can line up across the line. And we think he's going to be a great commander, and he wanted to be here. We wanted him to be here. He's from D.C., so there's a lot of extra incentive for that. So they're like kind of the bigger guys that we brought in. We brought in Jacob Martin, who's going to be able to rush the passer and do a line a lot of different ways. And then with the guys that we have in there, they'll be a second year in the system. So we feel like we have really good depth, really good competition, and but also the optionality. If we do want to add for the draft, we can do that too.
What they said about Kinlaw, too, I think later in this presser he said, is that he asked the reporters, have you guys seen him in person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just over Zoom. Zoom doesn't do it. He's a monster. He's a massive human. And he says, he's got explosiveness. Then I think Nikki followed up about him suggesting maybe that he wanted to lose a little weight. He goes, he could play it anyway. I've seen him play at 275, and I've seen him playing at 335 plus. Whatever he feels most comfortable with. They'll work together to get him, but they're really excited. And they there were a lot of people questioning that signing. If there was one offseason signing they had,
kind of a head scratcher
where
for
people
pundits.
Were really kind of trashing that a signing. It was this one. He was like, look, early on in his career, I think he started with San Francisco, right? And then he had an injury.
Yes.
And then a really tough injury. And then he came back and he played. He's like 60% of his snaps last year with the Jets. They're convinced his best football is ahead of him. And you could tell Adam Peters loves this guy. So
I just put up our Surfside poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio on X. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're both the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's simply, what grade would you give the Commanders in the offseason so far?
Hmm.
Just right now, I would probably give a B plus, A minus, but there's no A's, minuses, or B pluses. So I guess I'd give them an A because Tunsil and Samuel alone were pretty big moves.
I think so, too. I listened to this presser that we're going through the clips of, and they had me convinced. Adam's like, we think we're a pretty good football team.
Right.
We think we improved. We think we're pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Well, they and won the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the schedule gets a little difficult, but they improved their roster, and it's going to get even better.
Yep. And part of the reason they're a really good football team is Terry McLaurin had a breakout year with Jaden Daniels under center. He's in the last year of his deal. And by the way, Terry is now, he's either 29 or 30.
I think he's
29.
Yeah, he's 30. But he's 30 in his 2025 season at some point.
Yeah.
He has a $25 million cap hit in 2025. So there have been discussions about extending Terry McLaurin hears Adam Peters talking about how those talks are going.
I think short answer is we want to make Terry commander for a long time. You know, he's a great commander. He got better and better as the season went on, not only as a player, but as a leader. It was really impressive to see him grow so much when you think of Terry as this, you know, pristine, polished player, but then he got even better, you know, so it's really cool. Everybody can get better, you know, even the great ones. So, but, you know, we've had talks with Terry's representation, and I think just like any talks we'll have, those will stay in the house, but, you know, it's been really positive.
Yeah, it'll get done.
I think it'll certainly get done.
And they're not letting Terry go anywhere.
There aren't a lot of guys who start and end their career with the same teams that put up really
especially good numbers.
Especially receivers. But he might be one of those guys. He might just be like a commander for life.
Oh, I think he's going to be pretty close to one.
Like, I mean, maybe he latches on with another team for a year or two at the end if he plays out the string here, but... That's a guy you want on your roster, even at an advanced age, because he's such a good influence on the younger players. Want to keep him around.
And like you said, he got better.
Yeah.
And Terry made a point of saying that he wanted to get better after the catch. And how many balls did he take to the house where he just like broke tackles and went another 30, 40 yards?
Had a spectacular year. Hope he can do it again or a close approximation of it.
I mean, he's really, really blossomed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he did get better, but just... imagine if he had a legitimate quarterback for his entire career. The kind of numbers he would have put up.
Yeah. Right. That's not a coincidence. No. But I think, and we talked about it towards the end of the season, I think he did eliminate this idea that he's not a true number one.
Yeah.
We put that to rest.
Yeah. So Adam Peters has not been shy about trading away draft capital, obviously, to bring in guys like Tunsil, Lattimore, Deebo Samuel. So he was asked about the idea of trading back to accumulate some of those picks that he's dealt away.
You know, that's certainly something that we'll consider. We'll consider everything, trading up, trading down. We always do. You know, with trading down, you have to have somebody who wants to trade up, you know. And that's what I always say, like, I'd love to trade down all the time, but there has to be somebody else that wants to trade up, and it has to be the right deal. And how far do you want to go back? And all those different things you take into account. Who's there on the board, right? Is there just one player on the board that you want? And if that's the case, then maybe you think twice about trading back, because, you know, but if you have five players on the board that you really like, you can trade back a few picks and then you can just pick one of those. And I think, you know, with what we did in free agency and through the trades, we have the optionality to really do anything at 29, which we feel really good about.
Yeah, so he certainly seems open to the prospect of trading back.
He loves the word optionality.
Yeah, optionality. It's
kind
a good
of a
one.
Weird word.
I don't know if I've ever used that word.
Because you just say the option. You don't have to say the optionality. It's just you have the option.
Yeah. It's a football-y type of word.
But he also said, you know, they're open to everything, including trading up.
Yep.
So I don't know if that will really occur. I do think that they would like to trade down, but he brought up the great point. You got to have a partner. And it's got to make sense. And I think, did he say it in that clip that, you know, if you only have one guy that you're targeting in that area, you may not trade down. But if you have five guys you like.
He did address that.
Yeah. Then you might pull the trigger.
All right. The last clip that we have, this is Adam Peters telling everybody why they picked up Laremy Tunsil in a deal with the Houston Texans to fortify the offensive line.
Those guys don't come on the market very often, right? Left tackles in free agency or any time, really. And picking 29, it's not like you're picking top five and it's a sure thing or as close to a sure thing as you can get. So when you have an opportunity like that, and we really wanted to bolster the offensive line, and he's, you know, in our opinion, one of the best. You know, you can say he's top three, top, you know, two in pass protection. I think he's underrated as a run blocker too. And understanding too, we have people in that building that really vouch for him as a person. So we knew he'd fit in with our team, with our locker room, within that O-line room. And early returns show like he's been great. When he came out here, he's connected with a lot of our guys, and I think he's going to be a great addition. So, you know, those opportunities are rare. So we thought it was the right to pounce on it.
Must be nice to just, as you approach the season, if you're Jaden Daniels, you're like, I'm not going to get sacked from the left side.
Like, it's unlikely.
I might get sacked from the right side. Yeah. But for the most part, I'm not getting sacked from the left side with, as long as Laremy Tunsil
there,
is manning that spot and he's healthy.
No. And you have optionality. You can throw a screen to Samuel. You can have him in the backfield.
Yeah, a lot of options. I do think what he said ultimately is right, though. They had a pretty successful, I kind of agree with your grade, like A minus, B plus, just from an amateur perspective of looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't get the edge rusher. Like, if they got Trey Hendrickson, then you'd probably give it an A plus.
But they kind of do have that flexibility now, the optionality where they can go wherever they want in the draft. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter position. I mean, I don't think they're going to take a quarterback, but they can kind of go anywhere.
They're not forced to take a left tackle now.
Yeah.
You can vote at Junks Radio on our poll of the day. So far, 69% are giving it a B the offseason, 12% A, 16% C, 3% D or lower.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Randolph Childress, hoops analyst for the ACC Network. He'll join us to talk Final Four. When we come back, we'll give you the latest updates on Maryland Terrapins basketball. And spoiler alert, they're not great. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1. On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.